The apostles make a very good request in today's gospel. They say to Jesus, increase our faith. And so that's a request that each one of us, that's a good request for us to make as well. You know, what we can learn from this is that faith is not an all or nothing proposition. It's not that we have faith or don't have faith. There's different levels of faith. It's possible to have a deeper or more shallow faith. But Jesus responds with this parable about a mulberry tree. He says, it's, you know, if you have even a tiny bit of faith, you can say to a tree to be uprooted and planted in the sea, and it'll happen. And so what he's saying is that even a small amount of faith can accomplish what might seem impossible to us. And so faith isn't just a matter of going through the motions and, you know, thinking, well, I've been raised Catholic, so this is just what we do. And it's not just a cultural thing. It's not saying, well, a lot of other people go to church, so I guess I'll go to church as well. You know, faith involves a deep personal conviction that we see the truth and embrace the truth that Jesus Christ is Lord and that he is our shepherd. And so we will allow his teachings and his will to shape and guide our life. And so faith is an intellectual thing, but it also is a matter of conforming ourselves to Christ, the Good Shepherd, and allowing his power to flow through us and reign in our lives. The reality is every one of us is going to experience challenges to our faith on a daily basis. You know, there's going to be so many different challenges in life that a superficial faith is probably not going to sustain us. We're not going to make it through with just a superficial faith. We need a deep and a profound faith. And what are some of the challenges that we might experience to our faith? Well, it can be something as simple as being very busy and being tempted not to come to Mass on Sunday. You know, it's like, well, I'm tired, or I have a lot of other things to do, or, you know, there's some event or something that I need to go to on Sunday morning. There can be temptations to a relationship that we know is sinful and not would not be proper in God's eyes, or temptations to seek after the good things that this world can give us. You know, there can be temptations when we face tragedies. You know, maybe it's a sickness that we're experiencing or a loved one who has passed away or something bad has happened to them. And we might think, you know, how could God let this happen? How could there be a loving God if this in my life has happened? You know, there can be temptations to give up. You know, just if we're struggling with some sin that we have trouble overcoming or, you know, some difficulty in our life. And we might think, well, the path is just too long. The struggles are too great. And so on a regular basis, we're going to experience challenges to our faith. And in order to persevere, it's important that our faith is not superficial or not something we're just going through the motions on, but that we have deep conviction in what we believe, that we recognize that our faith is true and we're committed to living by our faith and dying by our faith, no matter what happens on the road in front of us. And so how can we deepen our conviction? You know, how can we get our faith, you know, faith that is that deep and that profound? Well, the first place to look is to look to Jesus Christ. And, you know, how do we know that Jesus Christ is truly Lord? Well, there's many ways that we can determine that. You know, not just believing because, you know, that's what we've been taught, but coming to see the truth of it. You know, one of the ways that we can see that Christ is Lord is through prophecies. None of us had prophecies that we were going to be born and someday we would be in the pews here at church, you know, going to Mass, and there's no prophecies about, you know, what we would do with our life, whether we'd have a family or do a certain job or career. There is no one in this world who had prophecies about their coming in advance, except when we look at Scripture. And what we see in Scripture is that when Jesus Christ came, he could pick up scriptures that had been written centuries before him and say, this scripture passage is fulfilled in your hearing. And so it was predicted that he would be born in Bethlehem, that he would be born of a virgin, that he would be from the house of David, that he would be pierced for our offenses, and upon him would be the chastisements that would make us whole. His resurrection was predicted. And it was predicted that he would have an everlasting kingdom. And so what we can see in this is that whoever wrote scripture knew the future and shaped the events of human history so that they culminated with Jesus Christ. And so so one way that we can see his divinity and the reality that he is Lord is by looking at the prophecies. Another way is to look at the miracles he worked. That's how a lot of people came to believe in him, because they saw divine power at work. They saw him healing the sick with a simple word. They saw him calming the storms. They saw him calling people back from the dead to life. You know, another way that we can see the truth of the gospel is when we look at the moral virtues and the teachings that Jesus taught and lived by. You know, we can see in Jesus Christ a moral virtue and a goodness that's inspiring. You know, we can see in him the epitome of what it means to be a human person, the highest levels of holiness and goodness. We can see that in the compassion that he showed to the sick, in the courage and the strength he had in preaching the truth, in his absolute conformity to the will of his heavenly Father, in the goodness in every action and every teaching that came from him, and the depth of his charity that led him to the cross for our sake. And when we look at the saints, you know, people who follow the teachings of Christ, you know, there's a goodness in them and a moral greatness that truly shows that when we follow the teachings of Christ, that is the path to true goodness, virtue, and holiness. And so we can see it in the teachings of Christ. And we can also see the truth of our faith when we look at the church. You know, Jesus Christ, when he said to Peter, "You are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church," who would think that some unknown fisherman from the Sea of Galilee would go on and be instrumental in establishing a church that would expand worldwide and would persevere through 20 centuries of history and be the greatest force in all of human history? And even to this day, there's over 1 billion members from all corners of the world united in the profession of one faith. Who would think that some obscure fisherman and a group of apostles from Galilee would do this? It's not humanly possible. But the church is not simply a human institution. It has broken, imperfect human beings in it. But the reality that it has persevered for so many years and will persevere until the end of time, into eternity, shows us that the church is more than a human institution. It is established by God, and the power of the Holy Spirit is alive within it. And so these are real prophecies and real historical events, and the church is a true institution that truly exists in this and has spanned the ages. And so when we reflect upon these things, and especially when we take these things to prayer, it can build a deep conviction in us about the reality of our faith, that it is founded upon truth. And the perfect model of faith that we can look to is the Blessed Virgin Mary. Because even at the foot of the cross, as she watched her son die in agony for 3 hours, in the midst of the darkest suffering, her faith did not waver for an instant. At every moment, she trusted in the will of God, and she persevered through that. And so if we want a deeper faith, one of the most powerful things that we can do is to pray the rosary and meditate upon the faith of Our Lady as she was witnessing through her eyes these events in the life of Christ. And as we meditate upon these events, it can deepen and inspire our own faith and enliven a true hope of eternal life. And so as we continue with this Mass, I encourage each one of us to make that request of the apostles our own. Lord, increase our faith, that we might profess our faith in Jesus Christ and in his church with conviction and integrity. You know, following the example of our Blessed Mother, knowing that if our faith is deeply rooted and we allow the grace of God to work upon us and deepen the faith within us, that there is no obstacle or trial that we will ever face in this life that is so great that we cannot conquer it and persevere through faith in Jesus Christ.